Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I've met, yes, Muslim children, but I don't have actually any contact with them at the moment.
Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague.
I can appreciate the inevitability that somebody has the privilege as a head of state to
speak. You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Buddy, can you stop touching me?
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Thank God we're here. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I'm here, man, because you're not going to get the news filtered through your predictable, prepackaged, manufactured in Battle Creek, Michigan, Kellogg's Corn Flakes conservative or progressive point of view here. You're not going to get that de facto corporate conservative point of view, which is now mandated by most major corporations in the broadcast business, or your prefab mandated progressive or liberal point of view, which is now, in point of fact, editorially mandated by certain organizations and companies in the broadcast industry. Believe it or not, I mean, this is the editorial policy of this radio station and this company. You're going to be conservative, you're going to be liberal, because that's what wins, that's what we think wins. We're not really sure, but, as they say in television, radio, no different. It's just a bunch of people running to a place where lightning has already struck. That's it in a nutshell, man. That's talk radio in a nutshell. A whole bunch of people run into the place where lightning already struck. Well, we don't do that on this show, and I'll go to my death not doing that stuff. Anybody that knows me knows that one of the things I do, I try to respect my audience enough to give them a little something different from time to time. Tonight, Lloyd Bonafide, in fact, will be with us. He's a Korean War veteran who believes that his wife is suffering from a similar malady, of the malady that took the life of the great Senator Ted Kennedy. He thinks his wife has a brain tumor, although it hasn't been diagnosed as such. We'll talk with him in an hour about that, an hour and a half or so. And we also have quite a few other things to get to in the show besides the passing of Teddy Kennedy. As a matter of fact, you might find this shocking because you didn't see a word of it on the news today. It's the 89th anniversary of women having the right to vote. And while it looked to me like a whole bunch of ladies walking down the street with long dresses and funny looking hats and all those, those grainy black and white movies, I guess it was a few other things that it took to get that thing passed, that 19th Amendment. And so today's the anniversary of that. And then there's another thing that we're going to tell you about here. The UN allegedly is teaching children how to masturbate. Now, are they really? Well, that's what the headline is, and forgive me, I don't want to sound like I'm piling on Fox News here, but they're the guys that, they did the damage, so you guys are going to have to suck on it, Fox. And then we have the allegation that some Democrats are using the death of Ted Kennedy to reinvigorate the health care debate. Mark Sanford says he's not resigning. But here's a story I thought you ought to hear, because this is, if anything is right down the wheelhouse of what we do on the show, this is it right here. And I'm not singling out Fox because Phil's a liberal. No, because I've said as much about CNN and all the other alleged news-gathering outfits. And it's not that I'm trying to change what they do either. What they do is make money. That's what they're supposed to do. And it doesn't matter if what they tell you is true. Now, people don't get that. That's just the most difficult thing for people to imagine. They know in their heart of hearts that politicians lie to them. They've got themselves convinced that politicians are liars. And in their heart of hearts, they are convinced they can go to the TV and listen to Keith Oberfuhrer, Obersturmfuhrer Keith, or Karl Rove, or any of the other guys that are back and forth on these channels. One day, Jeannie, what's-her-faces, who's that judge, bud?
Oh, she's got the best looking, she got the biggest.
I don't want to hear about her body. What's her name?
Name's Jeannie Pirro, man. She's Italian. That's why they fired her from Fox on account of the fact she ain't a blonde.
Jeannie Pirro, they fired her, huh? Well, I saw her on CNN, so maybe CNN hired her because...
yeah, on account of because she's got the biggest.
Shut up about that, please. Everything with you, man. Yeah, that's why they hired. Well, maybe that is why they hired her. What am I saying? I got a bunch of stories here. One, you're going to hear me talking about this, and you're going to think, well, Phil, he's just another one of these liberals. Then I'm going to move on to students wearing T-shirts that say Islam is of the devil, and I'm going to do the whole separation of church and state thing. But actually, free speech will be a part of that. And then I'm going to read about how they want to win one for Teddy, and you'd swear to God that I'm a fire-breathing conservative after I get done giving you my take on that. And then we're going to get to the Muslim woman who was told to remove her scarf by a Michigan judge. And you're going to hear my take on that, and you'll think that either I'm a flaming liberal or a flaming, just flaming, throbbing conservative. Although when we talk about separating church and state, right, generally it's liberals that encourage that. With a Muslim woman wearing a scarf into a courtroom and being told to take it off by a judge, conservatives might dig that, right? Things are getting really squirrely and very confusing, and it's only the people that call themselves conservatives and liberals that don't get it. They are so behind the ball on this, you almost want to weep for them. They're so stodgy and so stale and so completely beyond what's really happening in this country, you want to break down and cry. Because it's only the life of the country that's at stake, right? And a guy calls himself a conservative, and he doesn't believe in the separation of church and state stuff, not to the extent that these liberals want it separated from church and state. I mean, why can't we have a manger scene, right? Well, what about that Muslim woman wearing that court, wearing that headdress into the courthouse? What do you think of that? Well, she's a wait a minute, man. She ought to have the right. Because you believe in, well, I believe in a Judeo-Christian society. Now, never mind that you haven't got a law anywhere that you can cite that actually enforces any of your silly notions, other than a constitution that you wouldn't know how to interpret if they gave you all of John Marshall's law books and 2 full years to study the issue. I mean, and an endless supply of Benzedrine, so you wouldn't have to go to sleep. You still wouldn't understand it. Let's start with this one, though. Here's our first story tonight. That was one big tease, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, and Rance told you to shut up about it.
He didn't tell me to shut up. He just said to shorten up the tease. All right, here it is. By the way, that's Bud Dickman, and say hello, Bud.
Yeah.
Say hello, Bud.
Hello.
And Robert Leonard is with us.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, anyway, the United Nations is recommending that children as young as 5 receive mandatory sexual education that would teach even pre-kindergartners about masturbation and topics like gender violence. That's what the first paragraph of the story from the, you know, from the Fair and Balanced Network gives it. The headline, however, is UN report advocates teaching masturbation to 5-year-olds. That's the headline. UN report advocates teaching masturbation to 5-year-olds. Well, I saw that, and I was ready to go out and get a gun. I saw that, and I wanted to get my pitchfork, put on my pointed hat, and run down the village lane with all the other people willing to burn Frankenstein out of his castle. There's no way that anybody is going to teach a 5-year-old masturbation as long as Phil Henry stalks the earth, you know? As long as I'm stalking 5-year-olds' mothers. The UN's Economic, Social, and Cultural Organization, you know it as UNESCO, released a 98-page report in June offering a universal lesson plan for kids. Oh, offering a universal lesson plan for kids ranging in age from 5 to 18. An informed approach to effective sex relationships, said HIV, an HIV education that they say is essential for all young people. Well, now you find out that it is a universal education plan that is being recommended by UNESCO. What does that mean? It means that it's going to teachers, to educators, okay? It's not being passed out in a pool hall. They're not handing it out on the way out of church. They're not giving it to 5-year-olds. They're not giving it to people as they're in the supermarket. This is a plan that was conceptualized by UNESCO specifically by Dr. Doug Kirby, who's an adolescent sexual expert, and another doctor, and who cares what their names are. I'll get to that later. Just keep in mind the headline. The UN advocates teaching masturbation to 5-year-olds. This is a Fox News headline. It could say CNN. I'm not singling out Fox. CNN's guilty of the same kind of slop jar reporting, same kind of sloppy crap can reporting. They're not interested in giving you news information. They're interested in making sure you watch. And if they can get you so crazy, so beside yourself with fear and anger, boy, that's all the better for them, because you will be tuned in morning, noon, and night, man, trying to make, you know, Greta's mouth straighter and looking at Karl Rove and trying to shed about 20 pounds off of him, because it's tough looking at him. And, you know, as you try to absorb the information that they're giving you. Well, what they're saying is this. They're saying, we're telling you that the UN advocates teaching masturbation to 5-year-olds. But when you get into the actual report itself, which I did, because Rance, my producer,
printed off aspects of the report. It doesn't advocate teaching masturbation to five-year-olds at all. It's talking about children ages 5 through 12. Or excuse me, 5 through 8. Children ages 5 through 8. And this is a lesson plan that they recommend for educators, sex educators, and so forth. And part of it says that it is recommended 5 to 8-year-olds learn bodies can feel good when touched. Touching and rubbing one's genitals is called masturbation. That's not teaching them how to masturbate, by the way. That's telling them what that's called. Touching and rubbing one's genitals is called masturbation. This is something for children 5 through 8. That masturbation is not harmful, but should be done in private, and that some people masturbate and some people do not. Now, you can argue about the material being not suitable for 5 to 8-year-old children. You may be thinking right now, perhaps that's pretty advanced for a 5 to 8-year-old child. But there's nothing here that teaches a kid how to masturbate, unless someone is so warped in the way they approach educational material that the line masturbation is dot, dot, dot is in essence teaching a kid how to do it. And you've got, in my opinion, you got to be sick to think that way. Why am I going on and on about this? Because of two things. Number one, the headline that was printed by Fox News was designed to get Phil Hendry and others to read it and get crazy about the UN doing some other liberal stuff that I hate. And in point of fact, no, they're not. But I had to read that and find out. And I know that there's a good majority of people in this country that won't. They'll just read the headline and assume the UN is advocating teaching masturbation. They're not. And Fox News doesn't care whether you know this or not. And I don't blame Fox News. Like I said, they're in business to make money. They're in business to keep in business. And any horse dung they throw at you that's going to keep you watching and listening, they'll throw it. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you believe any news source exclusively, and you do not double check, and you do not read, and you don't get the background, then we've only got ourselves to blame, folks. Don't be telling me about the news media. Of course they spin it. You know, the news media spins things. Well, get a load of Charlie. What time of day do you get out of bed? How about that? The news media spin? No kidding, huh? I got another news flash. Not only does the news media spin things, but bloggers spin things. Mary, you know, down the street who's blogging in between doing loads of laundry, she's spinning crap. Everybody's spinning, man. Guess what? We're going to have to figure out how to separate the horse crap from the real stuff. That's number one. That's the part that I wanted you to know. No, they're not teaching masturbation to any 5 to 8-year-old child. What they're saying is, here is what it is. This is what we recommend you, the educator, say, or at least absorb and take in when you plan your lesson. The second thing that you're not told is that this was not material intended for the general public. This was material intended for educators, for them to peruse, for them to go over with their colleagues and decide whether this was right for them or not, right for the school district, right for the schools, etc. It's a report that was released in June. And just now Fox is getting around to talking about it. And can they tell you the truth? My God, they can't do that. Because who knows? Maybe those ratings aren't all that real. Maybe they're even more panicked about their existence over there because they ain't got the audience they tell us they got. I don't know. But in June, they decide to pick this thing up in August and tell you what it is with a headline, Teaching Masturbation to Five-Year-Olds. It's a classic example of crappy reporting, which Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and all of them are fully capable of doing, have done, and will continue to do. They're not journalists over there in any sense of the word. Number two, I don't expect them to be. You shouldn't expect them to be. You shouldn't get upset with the way that they report. You and I should take it upon ourselves to find out what the hell is going on and thank God for the internet. And we can find out what's going on, okay? So when you see that headline, I'm just giving you the heads up right now. You better read the story and you better get into that UN report so you know what's going on. Because I guarantee you, if I haven't been able to do anything here on this show tonight, what I've been talking about, eventually it's going to get out there and people are going to go crazy. They're going to be jumping up and down. They're going to be acting stupid and they're going to be saying all kinds of things about the UN and its liberal agenda and its anti-American agenda. And you know what? God bless those people. Maybe the UN does have an anti-American agenda, but this ain't it, baby, okay? All right, now, coming up next, another example. Well, maybe it's not an example of misreporting so much as it's just an example of how to read the news the right way. Students wear Islam is of the devil shirts to school. We're going to find out about this. Is that protected speech? Should it be protected speech? Is it the kid that is making that statement, or is it some stupid, dumb, I mean, wholly without a clue, mumbling and nose-picking adult that is pushing them out there? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, he already said that.
Phil Henry.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. I got it. What the hell, bud?
And the fan's out of control.
Turn that thing off, man. I got this fan. I told you guys this fan I got that is a fabric blade, so you can stick your finger in it. Well, Bud's always fooling around with it, man, and that's why it made noise.
I didn't know that.
Just don't touch it. 877-876-PHIL. Now, here's the deal. We got a bunch of stories here that are, as I said, it's class A material for what we do on the show, which is tell you, okay, this is what the news story says, and this is what it's supposed to be about. Well, guess what? It ain't about that. Now, let's talk about this UN report on what you're going to teach a five-year-old kid when it has to come, you know, when it has to do with sex, right? We've already determined here that, no, they're not teaching kids how to masturbate, which is what Fox News wants you to believe, which, by the way, if you think I'm just dumping on Fox News tonight, because I'm some kind of a liberal, CNN has made me want to puke through my nose for the solid day of coverage they're doing on Teddy Kennedy. And if you don't think I don't recognize some kind of self-serving, self-aggrandizing, over-the-top coverage when I see it, think again, my brothers and sisters. Give me a break, CNN. I just got done telling you guys, man, it's the 89th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. You think you might want to slip a little news of that in? Maybe that's a good liberal cause, too. Teddy Kennedy, I got a lot to say about Senator Kennedy. I grew up with Senator Kennedy. I saw Senator Kennedy in concert with his brothers. Now, let's, you know, and what was his real impact? What was he? Who was he? I mean, what, did anybody pay any attention to him? The answer is no, they didn't. Not when his brothers were alive. The UN report on how to teach sex education to five-year-old kids. All right, here's what is in the report. They're not telling five-year-olds how to masturbate, but here's what they are saying. Explain the concept of private parts of the body. This is appropriate, according to the UN, for ages 5 through 8. Bodies can feel good when touched. Touching and rubbing one's genitals is called masturbation. Some people masturbate and some do not. Masturbation is not harmful, but should be done in private. Why are we telling 5-year-olds this? First of all, 5-year-olds are not pubescent. 5-year-olds have not yet grown to that point in their lives where they are capable of sexual activity. It is possibly, in the minds of those who authored this report, something you should teach children between those ages because of the social stigma that is still attached to masturbation to some level. The fact that it is going to be happening at some point in your life, you're going to want to do it, and so here's what it is. Is it appropriate for a five-year-old? Me, Phil Henry, you're asking me, some dumbass, I'm not a teacher? I say no. Am I going to get crazy that they're teaching kids how to masturbate? No. But I would respectfully say to the authors, I would rather you not. Some people masturbate and some do not. In other words, the whole topic of masturbation maybe could be off limits until they're 8. How about that? Then they propose to teach children 5 through 8 about HIV and AIDS and how it affects the immune system. Probably not a bad idea. They go on then, though, to explain how HIV and other STDs are spread. Depending upon how specific they get, I probably wouldn't be having a problem with that, but I don't want him to get too specific. It's a five-year-old child. There may be people at the UN or the individuals who are both Americans that wrote this article that would tell me, no, Phil, you're overreacting. They're perfectly capable of hearing this information. Fine. Explain to me how a five-year-old is capable of hearing this information before you tell me what it is you propose to tell them. Do you understand? You're a doctor. You're a psychologist. You're a sex education expert. You're an educator. Explain to me the parent. I'm all ears. And believe me when I tell you I'm all ears. Tell me how it is a five-year-old is ready to hear this, and then I'm ready to hear you. Until then, go back to your books and don't bother me. We'll be right back. A Muslim woman sues a judge for making her remove her hijab. You know, that headdress deal.
Phil Hendry.
Back up. Like a babushka.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. All I'm saying is I got no problem with a teacher coming to me and saying, you know, we're proposing this curriculum. If I say to, for instance, and here's where I think we get into a lot of problems, and then we'll get to a phone call, and I got this thing on this kid, these students. What am I doing, man? Am I doing a hijab thing? I think I want to do this students wearing the Islam is the devil deal, and then we'll go to...
Yeah, right. So you want to do the Islam and then the lady with the blanket?
Yeah, okay. Spit it out, man. You mean the hijab?
I don't know what that is.
Or we'll do that later. All I'm saying is the following: can you tell me, Doctor, whatever the hell your name is, why does you feel a 5-year-old is capable of receiving this information? And I get the idea as to why you think it's beneficial for the 5-year-old to have this information. I want to know what the effect is on this 5-year-old. What is going to happen to a 5-year-old when you begin to explain how HIV is spread, when you begin to explain what masturbation is to a 5-year-old? I just want to know what you think, doctor, whatever the hell your name is, or professor, whoever you are, because I don't want to come at this like some know-it-all parent. Having a kid doesn't make me an expert on kids, as we have come to find out. Doesn't make anybody an expert on kids, as we've come to find out to all of our great sorrow. I just want to, you tell me, okay? Well, Mr. Hendry, you see, we feel the 5-year-old is able to has got the cognitive abilities. Oh, okay, well, great. But if the guy comes back with, well, Mr. Hendry, why are you being, you know, if he's a little defensive, or he thinks that my question is motivated for political reasons, or he thinks it's motivated for religious reasons, and he turns it back around on me, then I know the guy's full of it. I mean, I know it's coming out of his nose, and his eyes are turning brown as we speak. Then I know that guy is not to be trusted. But I don't think that would be the case. I just want to know, why do you think a 5-year-old is capable of hearing this stuff, okay? And as far as you guys at Fox and CNN, all the rest of you news-gathering organizations, I know where you got the bread. I know where you got the bread. I know where you bought the butter. And I know which side of the bread you're putting it on. Don't worry about it. It's all good, man. You guys have got to lie. Everybody's got to make a living. Thank you. Let me go to a phone call here. Chance in Phoenix. You're on a Phil Hendry Show. Chance, what's going on tonight?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm glad I got through.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, A, I really enjoy your show, and B, I am a 19-year-old, quote-unquote, Latino, and apparently I don't exist according to most major polls because I don't see myself as a bleeding liberal or a fire and brimstone Republican. I do my own political research. I make decisions.
Are you an independent? Aren't you an independent then?
I am an independent. Indeed.
Oh, well, you're reflected in those polls. They have polls about independence, don't they?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, but as far as my age goes and sadly my skin color is concerned, I, you know, most of the time I'm not taken into full account. You know what I mean? And I'm...
Well, I'm not quite. I do know that polls cover the Hispanic voting base, independents, and people who are... Now, you're 19. You're of age to vote, so... I don't know. Are you saying that there's no poll covering 19-year-old Hispanic independents?
No, what I'm saying is that I am not I'm not stuck in a pigeonhole like everyone else. I just wanted to.
Oh, I hear you.
For lack
I hear
of
you.
Better
yeah.
to let you know that
sure.
there is someone
sure.
else out there, even if I am a
oh,
teenager. I do my own research.
No, you're a man. You're a man, my son. You're a man. So. You're a man, boy. No, you're a man, and let's face it, man, your decision counts equally with mine when we all walk into that booth, and, you know, the right booth. I'm sorry to hear that, and it seems like we all swim upstream, but, you know, I didn't get this way because I just wanted to be different. I got this way because I got tired of hearing people say, you know, the two-party system and the Republicans and this, and then they turn around and call themselves conservative or they call themselves liberal. Which is another way of saying I'm not smart enough to actually argue the point. Let me just tell you that I'm a liberal and a conservative, and that will make my case for me. And the country seems to be in such distress that we need some creative thinking going on around here. You know, I'm sure you recognize that too.
I completely agree. Completely
agree. Yeah. So on the one hand, you know, Chance, I say I want to give Obama a chance because I feel that the guy, you know, has a good activist view of what is needed here in the opening rounds of this century. On the other hand, I want a strong hand in foreign affairs, especially defense. I don't want illegals here, but I do feel that the ones that are here should be allowed a pathway to citizenship. John McCain agrees with me, and Teddy Kennedy agrees with me. And so what does that make me, you know?
Yeah.
The McCain-Teddy guy, right? And you probably have the same kind of views, man. And telling people this is impossible because the minute you say, I think Obama needs to be given a chance, you're a liberal. Then when you turn around and you say, and I hope we kill a whole bunch of Al-Qaeda and kick ass in Afghanistan, then you're conservative. And then you turn around and say, I believe in a pathway to citizenship, you're a liberal. But then you turn around and say, but I do want a border fence, you're a conservative. And it confuses the hell out of these simple-minded bastards, and they just wash their hands of you. But we can't go away, man. We got to, you know, hang around.
I agree with everything that you've just said. I could not have said it better
okay.
myself.
Somehow I felt I was speaking a little bit for you. I thank you very much for your call, man.
All right.
Best of luck, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, man. As long as it's legal, I really don't know what he's doing.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it's legal.
Most of it's probably legal. 877-876-PHIL. Students wear Islam is of the devil shirts to school. Well, you know how this program feels about kids who are underage wearing all kinds of T-shirts to school. And, you know, we feel that they're underage. We don't feel that they're bad people. We don't think that they're ugly. We don't think that you guys who are under the age of 18, I don't think that you're insane. I don't think that you need to be locked up in a concentration camp. I don't think you need to be. I think you're just you're kids, you know. And unfortunately, it sucks. But when you're under 18 and you're not of majority age, you're a kid. And so there are things you don't get to do that the grown-ups get to do. And one of the things that I would recommend to you as a young person is this. If some adult, even if it's a parent, encourages you to wear a political statement on your shirt to school, why don't you say to them, look, Mom and Dad, I'm going to school to get an education. At some point, I will, you know, make statements like these, but wearing this shirt is going to piss off the school. It's going to piss off the other students. It's going to piss off. I don't need it right now, okay? Dad, you're the guy that ought to be going to work wearing the shirt. See? Children from the Dove World Outreach Center arrived Tuesday at area public schools with shirts bearing the message, Islam is of the devil. This is in Gainesville, Florida. And were sent home for violation of the school district's dress code when they declined to change clothes or cover anti-Muslim statements on their clothing. On the front, the T-shirt had a verse from the Gospel of John. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. And it also had this statement, I stand in trust with Dove Outreach Center. Dove Outreach Center. So you got a little commercial plug in there for the Dove. The message, Islam is of the devil, is on the back of the shirt. Dove, signifying peace. Islam of the devil, of course, the message of peace. Is that what it is? Dove Outreach Center? I got some outreach for you. On Monday, a 10-year-old fifth grader at Talbot Elementary was sent home because of the shirt. On Tuesday, two Eastside High students and one Gainesville High student were sent home, and a student at Westwood Middle had to change clothes because of the shirt, according to members of the Dove congregation. School district staff attorney Tom Whitmer said the shirts violated a district ban on clothing that may disrupt the learning process. This is very standard for schools across the country. The kids are there to learn. Anything that disrupts their ability to learn, like inserting into the learning environment the political or religious points of view of certain people, maybe most likely not the kid's point of view at all, but some parent, some pain in the ass parent. I got a challenge, and I know it won't be met. But I will say it anyway. I will articulate it. If there's anybody from the Dove Jive-Ass Outreach Center listening to me tonight, why don't you have the guts to wear that shirt to work? Wear the shirt to work. Well, I can't. I have to wear... Oh, well, you got a dress code. Is that it? Go ahead and wear your Islam is of the devil shirt and wear it to work. Wear it down the street. Why don't you have the courage of your convictions instead of using your kids over and over and over again to proffer your particular point of view, however groovy you think it is? Personally speaking, and this is just me, a message like Islam is of the devil is as ignorant as it gets. It's Stone Age, baby. I mean, it's 19th century cross-burning stuff. You've got to be embarrassed. If you've got any education at all past the third grade, I would think you'd be embarrassed. School district, well, I already told you what Whitmer said. He said the school district allows students to express their religious beliefs, but also must protect other students, such as members of the Muslim faith, from discrimination based on their religious beliefs. I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it says that Islam is of the devil. I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it berates the religion of the Prophet Muhammad, or however the hell you want to put it. I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it says anything about Muhammad or Islam or anybody riding a camel other than the cats that rode the camel there in the Old Testament, or any cat that, you know, bends and prays to something other than Jesus five times a day. I mean, it talks a lot about people that bend, but that ain't got nothing to do with religion. He said there also has to be equal treatment of different faiths. The kid next to you might show up with a shirt saying Christianity is of the devil. Now, who is behind this? Well, obviously, it's an adult. It's some gutless adult that won't wear the shirt himself. Dove senior pastor Terry Jones, well, he's a pastor, so I guess he could wear that around his church, said no local company had the guts to print the shirts. Do you have the guts, Mr. Jones, to tell your adult parishioners to go out into public? Do you have the guts to tell them to wear that shirt to their places of business, to wear it into the supermarket, to wear it anywhere where it may or may not disrupt life as we know it in other places besides school? One of the most important institutions that we've got, a very fragile environment. We're teaching our kids, you stupid bastard. Okay, and what do you propose to do? Send them into this school environment with their little shirt that you want them to wear, that the other adults want them to wear, and screw with my kids' ability to learn because you think it's best. Well, the school says different. I concur. Dress code. They're kids. Now, let's listen to some of these fine people. And unfortunately, much of this audio is the kids themselves. This is a 10-year-old child by the name of Faith Sapp. Her father is a Sapp, going way back. He comes from a long line of Sapps. His name's Wayne Sapp, and
I wonder if he's related to the guy who.
Shut up. Who?
Warren Sapp.
Yeah, that's right. He's related to Warren Sapp. Anyway, here is 10-year-old Faith Sapp explaining why she wore the shirt to school. She's not really sure. This is what her dad told her to say.
Because I thought it would give people a change.
Uh huh.
In reality and in what they think of God and what they think of Islam. Because my generation needs to wake up and needs to change the nation, or else we won't have a permanent future. We won't have...
That ain't any, that 10-year-old. That's an older kid.
I don't know how to put this. We won't have a future that's worth fighting for if we don't fight for it now.
What do you think, Rick?
Oh, my Lord.
All right. So anyway, that was 10-year-old Faith Sapp and some other older kid that might have been Emily Sapp. Here is Emily Sapp. She's 15. She's a Sapp. She was also sent home for wearing the shirt. And she isn't quite sure why she doesn't have any Muslim friends.
I've met, yes, Muslim children, but I don't have actually any contact with them at the moment. I don't know what that is.
Yes.
But
oh, yeah.
We've just, I guess, never become friends or whatever. We haven't met that kind of way.
She doesn't really know why that is. And now we have Dove senior pastor Terry Jones talking with a reporter from the Gainesville Sun about the T-shirts and their rights to send out the message, what Islam is of the devil and like that.
I mean, you feel this is First Amendment protected speech?
Yes, we do. Of course we do that. Yes. Yes.
On a
yes.
school campus, too? I mean, I know that it's not supposed to have... You know, anti-religious messages against other people, messages against someone else's religious beliefs on school campuses.
Yeah, we feel that it's still within the constitutional rights, yeah, because we are, according to our, I believe, teachings in America, we are still considered a Christian nation. And what we are propagating there are saying are actual Christian beliefs. The front part of the T-shirt says that Jesus Christ is the only way. That is actually what every Christian believes. And the back of the T-shirt is a result of the front of the T-shirt.
Do you feel the wide variety of Christian denominations agree with you that Islam is evil?
Yes, they would have to, or they would not be Christian.
Yeah, they got to agree with
Johnny Diablo.
Otherwise, you're going to hell, all right? So that was the pastor of Dove Outreach.
Johnny Diablo.
Telling you all about his real screwed-up view of the world. And if you don't agree with that, well, then you're burning. But I already found that out a long time ago, okay? You don't need to tell me anymore. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. What's the point? Why did I bring this up? To bash religion? No. I brought it up because school is school, kids are kids, and adults are not allowed to tell the kid to go off into the school there and push my point of view on the other kids, even though you're just a kid and I'm using you to do this. That's number one. There's a dress code, number two. Number three, they're punk kids. They don't have a First Amendment right. Maybe you do. So you put the T-shirt on, okay? You wear it there, Reverend Sapp. Wear it everywhere, man. Wear it out. Wear it to ball games if you live anywhere where there are ball games. Wear it in bed at night. Don't take off the take everything else off. Make love to your wife wearing the T-shirt. I wonder how she'd feel about that.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
All right, we'll be right back. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Microsoft photoshops a white man's head on the body of a black man in an advertisement, and then they have to apologize and stuff like that. Believe it or not, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back at a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Johnny Diablo.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Eight seven seven eight seven six Phil. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, Sonny. Remember that guy, Sonny?
Yeah, that guy's great.
We had Sonny on. I forget Sonny's last name. He was running for, I think, a senator from Kentucky, and he said,
"No, I'm an American. I'm an American and pro-American all the way."
Now that's him. Is he this guy?
Yeah, we feel that it's still within the our constitutional rights.
Okay, so I think that maybe Sonny's got another job. He's moonlighting as a dumbbell. Sonny's good people. He's our Sonny Landham. That's it. Sonny's Landham. That's his business now.
Really?
I'm kidding. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John. John, what's up? How are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, so basically, I think people keep forgetting that the Islamic folks are sons of Abraham, just like the Christians and the Jews. I just think it's ridiculous that we treat them like...
I don't think they're forgetting it, man. I don't think they ever knew it, you know. I don't think it's a matter of them forgetting anything. I think they that would come as a news flash to them, you know.
They'd be like, what in the world?
Yeah, what are you... hold on, just back off a little bit now. You're saying what? You're saying... I'm saying what's in the Bible and what's in the Quran, and I'm saying, you know...
Exactly. It's just a bit ridiculous. I think they're afraid of the boogeyman, and they got to hook one up and... You know, the Islamic...
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, they're screwing with your kid and my kid. If my kid goes to that school, man, and then they're sitting there, they're trying to learn, and in comes the marching saps from the Dove Outreach congregation, and they decide they want to screw the day up with their shirts. Now, how do we deal with this as parents? I'm sitting there, I'm saying, I didn't send my kid to school for this. She's a 10-year-old child. If she want, you know, I understand politics on campus, but that's for college years. You know, that's when you get on campus and you join all kinds of organizations. It's fun, and that's what it's about, you know. But she's 10, man. And,
I know, it's crazy. The guy is trying to reach into your kid and try to manipulate your...
Reach into my kid? Yeah. He's doing what? He's reaching into my kid. No, I think that...
Yeah,
well, no, you're right. It actually is, in my opinion, a kind of molestation, man. I swear, and there's only one answer. That's the answer for that. Anyway, thank you, John, for your... God, that was loud, man. What was that?
That was the sound effect of a gun.
That's the loudest damn sound effect I've ever heard. Crank it down about 900 dB, if you don't mind. Still too loud. Let's go over to, let's not. I'm kidding. We do just want to get to one tiny, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny little story here before we break. And coming out the other side, we have this... Now, the headscarf, that's a whole other thing, see? when a Muslim woman wears a headscarf, the people that would tell you that religious freedoms are protected, and those are generally people that wear their hair up real tight in a bun, they got on that Little House on the Prairie dress, and they've got a husband by the name of Jedediah, and the beard is one of those King David jobs, and he's got on one of those wide chino hats, and maybe the overalls with the suspenders. Those people, they ain't going to dig that. What did I just do, describe Amish?
Yeah, I think so.
The Amish aren't bad. What am I saying? Anyway, you know what I mean. The people who want religious freedom in this country are only talking about one kind of religious freedom and one kind of religious freedom, and that's it. That's Christian religious freedom. And yeah, okay, throw in the Jews too. Now understand what I just said. People that talk about religious freedom and people who talk about the right to practice their religion and people who say that the government is getting too involved in religious freedom and is shutting down religious freedom only want one religion to have rights, no other religions. They want the Christian religion. And Jews can be their fellow travelers, so long as they don't get out of, you know, too out of hand. They're not talking about religious freedom. They're talking about a state church. They're talking about a nationally sanctioned and recognized state church. You know they got a state church in Norway? Did you know about that? The Norway State Church. What is that about? That's what people want to have, a state church, the Christian state church. They are not, let me underline, not in favor of religious freedom. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show. New Jersey leaders don't want Gaddafi, no place, no how, man. Not in that tent, they don't.
Phil Hendry.
Hell, I'm an American.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.